This is a News 1130 special report.
One of the most anticipated culinary events on Vancouver's food calendar starts next week. Dine Out Vancouver.
And joining us today for Foodie Friday is Cassandra Anderton with Good Life Vancouver. Okay, Cassandra, now this is more than just special set menus, right?
Well, it's a festival that starts January 20th and it goes until February 5th. And it used to be just, you know, a few restaurants doing an $18, $28, and then $38 menu, depending. But it has exploded now into all sorts of culinary events. And hotels have gotten into the deal as well, so they're offering overnight packages. So there's a lot more to it.
Okay, so what's happening that besides the menus, what else is happening?
Well, the menus are very important, and if you don't book quickly, you won't get a good spot, or you may have missed the boat already. Some of the restaurants are sold out. But you can still get tickets for things such as Swallowtail Supper, Pearls, and Cocktails. So you're actually learning a bit about cocktails, and that's got a few different dates, January 21st, 28th, and February 4th. You can tour through Chinatown on a culinary tour with Edible Canada. And one of the fun things I thought you could do is grab your partner, head downtown, book into the Shangri-La Hotel Vancouver, and don't miss the spa while you're there. It's fantastic. And you can spend the night there. It is $3.29, but you get the dine-out menu and then breakfast as well. And they have things, I looked at their menu, and they've got an amazing tomato soup, beef strip loin, caramelized banana cake, and, you know, all over town. Last night I sampled some things at the Smoking Dog, and they have on their dine-out menu, they have a salmon tureen, braised lamb shank, and candied bacon chocolate fudge.
Whoa.
So people are really going all out. It used to be, I remember going to a restaurant, and they said, well, it's dine-out. What do you expect? And now everybody's rising to the occasion because this is their chance to impress their guests. And as a guest, you get to try out a menu at a much lower price point than you would on a regular basis. So they're really trying to wow you back in after, you know, you make the initial contact. So the food has really improved, and they're bringing out their A game for this event.
And Cassandra, how do people go about getting a reservation or becoming part of this?
Tourism Vancouver is the website that you go to, and they are booking through OpenTable, so it's quite easy. I booked a couple yesterday, and a word of warning, you know, the one restaurant I booked into, which was Laboratoire, and I just thought I would check that one out. I had to go at 5:45 on a week night. So if you really want the prime times, you know, you really should go online now. I know that Hawksworth is already, I think, completely sold out for the whole festival. So you've got from January 20th to February 5th. So, you know, for $18, you can do quite a number of restaurants. Chutney Villa is doing an $18 menu with amazing, you know, dosas and pepper lamb pieces and all sorts of mango ice cream, things like that. So for $18, you can get a really great menu. $28, same thing, that's what the Smoking Dog is doing. $38, you can get up to Fresh in West Vancouver. Looking over their menu, I think that I would rush up there to get their sticky toffee pudding. So there's just, you know, there's so many different choices, and it really is a really reasonable price.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Cassandra. For more info on Dine Out Vancouver, go to tourismvancouver.com. Cassandra Anderton with Good Life Vancouver joining us for Foodie Friday.